Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, oh Hare Hare, Gita Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gita Gora Hari
Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Divine graces, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Nitya Lila Pravishna, Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, Paramahamsa Parivraja Pachaya, Shruta Rishita Shri Shripad, His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, Nanda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Ramacharya Shilarida Shakur Ki Jai, Prem Sekaho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasani Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Nadi Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai ISKCON Shikha Seva Kunj Dham Ki Jai Their Most Merciful Lordship Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Gangamai Yamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Shri Hare Ram Sankirtanya Ki Jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Mahaprasadam Distribution Ki Jai, All glories to the Assembled Guru, All glories to the Assembled Guru, All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
I bow down to the Lord's feet with great reverence. I can taste the cost of worship with great suffering. You must take mercy of Krishna. On each side of my conscience with great honor, our words are made from the Lord's time. Dash into the Lord's feet with perfection and with all the time. You always find out in your eyes and fill the heart with transcendental knowledge.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ్, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కి జయ్, గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి జయ్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ 31. తద్దర్శనధ్వస్త సమస్త కిల్బిషః. ట్రై టు చాంట్ ఇన్ యూనిసన్ ఇఫ్ యు క్యాన్, సమ్ ఆర్ ఫాస్ట్ సమ్ ఆర్ స్లో. స్వస్థామలాంతకర్ణోభయన్ మునిః ప్రవృద్య భక్త ప్రణయాశ్రులోచన ప్రహృష్ట రోమానమదాదిపురుషం తద్దర్శనధ్వస్త సమస్త కిల్బిషః స్వస్థామలాంతఃకరణోభ్యయాన్ మునిః ప్రవృద్ధ్య భక్త్యా ప్రణయాశ్రులోచనః ప్రహృష్ట రోమానమదాదిపురుషం. తద్దర్శనధ్వస్త సమస్త కిల్బిషః स्वस्तामलान्तःकरणोऽभ्ययान् मुनिः प्रवृद्य भक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचनः प्रहृष्टरो मानमदादिपुरुषम् तद्दर्शनध्वस्तसमस्तकिल्बिषः स्वस्तामलान्तःकरणोऽभ्ययान् मुनिः प्रवृद्धभक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचनः प्रहस्तरो मानमदादिपुरुषम् तद्दर्शनध्वस्तसमस्तकिल्बिषा स्वस्तामलान्तःकरणोऽभ्ययान् मुनिः प्रवृद्धभक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचनः प्रहष्टरो मानमदादिपुरुषम् Would you like to try, Mataji? तद्दर्शनद्वस्तसमस्तकिल्बिषा स्वस्तामलान्तःकरणोऽभ्ययान् मुनिः प्रवृद्धभक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचनः प्रहृष्टरो मानमदादिपुरुषम् Tad-darshana, by the sight of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dvasta, destroyed. Samasta kilbishaha, having all sins. Swastha, healthy. Amala, and pure. Antahkaranaha, the core of whose heart abhyayat approached face to face. Munihi, the king who was silent due to full mental satisfaction. Pravruddha bhaktya, with an attitude of increased devotional service. Pranaya Ashulochanaha, with tears in his eyes because of love. Prahrishta Roma, his hair standing on end due to jubilation. Anamath, offered respectful obeisances. Adipurusham, unto the expansion of the original personality. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Text number 30 does not have a purport, so I'm going to read both the translations together because it's really ecstatic. So what is happening is Maharaj Chitraketu, he has reached the abode of Lord Sankarshan, and he is now seeing Sankarshan face to face. And this is what he sees. Upon reaching the shelter of Lord Sesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chitraketu saw that he was as white as the white fibers of a lotus flower. He was dressed in bluish garments and adorned with a brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, belt, and bangles. His face was smiling, and his eyes were reddish. He was surrounded by such exalted, liberated persons as Sanat Kumara. Today's verse. As soon as Maharaj Chitraketu saw the Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and situated in his original Krishna consciousness, being completely purified. He became silent and grave. And because of love for the Lord, tears fell from his eyes and his hairs stood on end. With great devotion and love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead. May we all one day reach that situation. Purport. The word tat darshana dhvasta samasta kilbishaha is very important. Prabhupada says it's one word. For us it's about five words, but if one regularly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple, one will gradually be disinfected of all material desires simply by visiting the temple and seeing the deity. When one is freed from all the results of sinful activities, one will be purified, and with a healthy mind, completely cleansed, he will increasingly make progress in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Who rang the bell in the ashram today? Luke? Steve. Okay. So, here are some things that are very, very nice and very favorable for our meditation. The form of the Lord is being described. This is Lord Anantasesha or Sankarsana. Well, he has many names. He's called Ananta because Ananta means unlimited. He's unlimited in many ways. He's unlimited in his form. He's unlimited in his glory. He's unlimited in his opulences. He's unlimited in his ability to glorify Krishna. If we try, after about a few minutes, we don't know what else to say. Correct? And then we'll repeat ourselves. But Lord Ananta is described that he can keep on, he has been, since time immemorial, has been glorifying Krishna, and he continues to do so. And he doesn't have one mouth. He has millions of hoods, and he speaks through them, glorifying Krishna, and he cannot find an end to the glory of Krishna. Amazing, Ananta. And he continues to do so. Because Krishna, or glorification of Krishna, includes glorification of Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, devotees, paraphernalia, etc. So that's unlimited. What is limited is our ability to see the glory. Correct? We cannot see, for some unfortunate reason, we cannot see the glory of Krishna and his devotees. We can see it once in a while. We can see it on good days, once in a while. We can see once in a while. And the request that Krishna makes is that we should try to see the glories all the time. So he's called Ananta, and we'll talk a little bit more. And he was as white as the white fibers of a lotus flower, dressed in bluish garment. And the Sanskrit for that is Shitivasanam. Shitivasasam. Bluish garment. Who wears blue garments? Balaram. Yeah. So, Sankarsana is an expansion of Lord Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna. It is described that between Krishna and Balaram, there is no difference. But our philosophy is simultaneous oneness and difference, so there must be something. What's the difference between Balaram and Krishna? Balaram is white, Krishna is dark. Okay, so that's color. What else? Otherwise, there's no difference. Balaram is also called Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is also called Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only little difference is Balaram takes on a specific mood, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of service to Krishna. Otherwise, there is no difference. Everything Krishna can do, Balaram can do. And everything Balaram can do, Krishna can do. In fact, both of them have gopis, both of them have Rasa Leela. Everything is the same. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada was at the Kumbh Mela, this is a place in Allahabad. This is a place where the three sacred rivers meet. It's the confluence of the three great rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati. Ganga and Yamuna meet. You can see the two rivers meeting because Ganges is a little brownish in color or clearer water, and Yamuna is dark. And Saraswati comes from underground and meets at that place. So that's considered a very, very sacred place. It's called Prayaga. And that's the place where Lord Ramachandra went to perform meditation after he had killed Ravana. Of course, there are two Prayagas. One is called Deva Prayaga, another is called Rudra Prayaga. And that's the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami continuously for 10 days. And this is the place where they call Kumbh Mela. What happened is, when the demons and demigods, they churned the milk ocean, nectar was produced from it. And one drop fell at that place. So it's considered very sacred. And once in 12 years, when it's described that nectar appears, so millions of people gather together. That is considered to be the largest gathering of people in the world. Kumbh Mela. So Srila Prabhupada also took his disciples, not because, you know, we're particularly interested in the Kumbh Mela, but that's because that's where most people are, and it was the very nice place to perform Sankirtan. And it was Prabhupada's, final year on the planet. And so every day the devotees would go out, distribute magazines, do Harinam, etc. Very cold. One day, two devotees had an argument. One devotee said that Lord Balaram is stronger or better than Krishna. And the other said, no, Krishna is stronger. So the first devotee said, no, you see, Balaram is the older brother and Krishna is the younger brother. And the other person said, no. Krishna is. You see, even if Balaram is the older brother, Balaram is leaning on Krishna. So they had this argument as to who is stronger, more powerful. So they decided to take it to Srila Prabhupada and let Prabhupada arbitrate. So they went and said, Prabhupada, we have a doubt. And Prabhupada said, yes. So then the first devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, yes. And he is the most powerful. Yes. And he is the older brother of Krishna. Yes. So he can order Krishna. He can do things by which Krishna has to follow that order. Yes, you are correct. So devotee became very happy. Yeah. my point. So the second devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, that's true. He is the source of everyone. That is true. He is the source from whom Balaram expands. That is true. So Krishna is the most powerful. Prabhupada said, yes, you're right. So then they asked Prabhupada, who is right? Prabhupada said, you're right. So the other devotee said, but Prabhupada said, you're also right. So then they were uncomfortable. How both of us can be right? Because when you're arguing, you prefer to be right and someone else to be wrong. That's always the nature of an argument. If it has to end in both are right, then we're uncomfortable. What's the use? What's the use if both of us are right? The whole point of arguing was to prove that I'm right. So then they asked, but Prabhupada, who's right? Prabhupada said, both are right. No, which one of us is right? Prabhupada said, why are you coming to me? You decide between yourself. And he left them. So Balaram, he's not different than Krishna. Except he takes on, specifically, it's called the mode of service. So he's called Sevaka Bhagwan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that who likes to. So he's the Supreme Personality in service. If we ever want to compete with someone, we can compete with Balaram to see who does better service. Of course, we can't match him. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He's called Savior. He's the one who is served. He's the object of service. So since Balaram is the Supreme Personality of service, he is considered the original spiritual master. He teaches and shows how to serve Krishna in unlimited ways. So he's called Ananda. And Krishna, he lives in different places. Right? I hope it's not a surprise. Krishna lives in different places. Right? So for example, one, he lives in Vrindavan. He also lives on the causal ocean. He also lives within every universe, within the Garbha waters. Correct? You're all familiar with this. Yes or no? Yes. Because you're like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like no response for 7 days. So I'm not sure whether you're understanding or not understanding. So he lives in the causal waters. He lives in a place called Shvetadvip. And so wherever Krishna is, or the personality of God it is, Balaram is also there in different forms. So in Vrindavan, he's as Balaram. On the causal ocean, where Lord Mahavishnu is lying down, he becomes the Sesha, the servant on which he lies down. In the Garbhadaka ocean, he's there with Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and he's also there in Shvetadvipa as the serpent on whom Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is. Then when Lord Krishna appears as Lord Ramachandra, Balaram also comes. He comes as Lakshmana, his younger brother. And in all other places where we don't know whether he has appeared or not, whatever paraphernalia the Lord has is an expansion of Balaram. So it's described that Balaram, or Anantasesha, he expands in ways unlimitedly to serve Krishna as the throne, as the jewelry, as the helmet, as the paraphernalia, as the Brahman thread, as the serpent, everything to serve Krishna. And he's constantly focused on giving Krishna comfort. So Maharaj Chitraketu is in the presence of such a personality. And so naturally what happens is that he is in ecstasy. And it's described today's verse, how that ecstasy is manifesting. First, tad darshana dvasta samasta kilbisha. As soon as he saw Lord Ananta or Sankarsana, dvasta means it was destroyed. Samasta in its entirety, kilbisha, all his contamination. So contamination means thinking, I am this body. It's a contaminated thought or a contaminated conception. Why? What is the contamination? Because it, well, I'll ask you. When you hear the word contamination, what does it mean to you? Some dirty covering, okay? If the covering is not dirty, what about the contents? That could be dirty too. Dirty, what else? What does contamination mean? Made impure. Very good. Hear something? Not clean. Very good. So thinking something other than I am a part and parcel of Krishna is considered contamination. And when he is in presence of Sankarshan, he says that all of his contamination was finished. Samasta Kilbisha, having all of his sins cleaned, and Prabhupada writes, he was cleansed of all material contamination. So he understood that I am pure spiritual being, servant of Krishna. And Swastha. Swastha means healthy. Amala, without any contamination or clean. He says, Antahkarana Abhyayan Munihi. That Lord who was always in his heart, Abhyayan, was standing face to face. There are many pastimes where for the devotee, the personality who's in the heart suddenly manifests in front of him. There are two such pastimes that we hear of, and it's true in other places as well. Dhruva Maharaj, when he was a young boy, was meditating. And he was very severely standing on one foot, had stopped eating and drinking anything. In fact, he had even stopped breathing. He would take a breath once in 15 days. And that's it. And go on for 15 days. No pancakes, no khichri, no pizza, no Thanksgiving. Just, yeah, once in 15 days, a little... And so, by that capacity, he was able to see the form of the Lord in his heart. And he knew it was the Lord because previously Narada Muni had described the features, just like in this previous verse, golden helmet, shark-shaped earrings, beautiful bracelets, belt around his waist, not the belt that we wear, you know, golden, nice jeweled belt, four arms holding all the different symbols of his personality, beautiful yellow garments, etc. And so he knew, oh, this is the personality of Godhead. And suddenly, that form vanished. So if we have our eyes closed, and let's imagine, if we can, we are seeing the personality of Godhead in our heart, and suddenly that form vanishes. What will we do? Nothing, yes, really. It's, if he's there, he's there, come on. If he goes away, his loss. No, he opened his eyes in like complete shock and surprise. And as soon as he opened his eyes, that same Lord was standing in front of him. That was the Lord's special way of showing himself face to face to Dhruva Maharaj. And what did Dhruva do when he saw the Lord? He couldn't do anything. He just stood there. Dumbfounded. Stunned. It's called stabdha. Stunned. Recently we heard, I was in Seattle, so we're hearing the Brahma Samhita prayers. And it's described how Krishna plays his flute. Venum Kwanantam. As soon as Krishna plays a note or two, everything in Vrindavan becomes stunned. The Yamunas just stops. Doesn't move. The birds that were flying just and they fall to the ground. The trees that were otherwise immovable start moving and swaying, and the whole Vrindavan goes into frenzy just as soon as he plays his one or two notes. So it's called Stabda. Dhruva was just stunned because he had never seen anything so beautiful or anyone so beautiful. Just as people say, when they look at some beautiful person, they're like, oh, I'm stunned. That stunning is nothing. This is like, he couldn't speak. All his mind just went blank. You've seen Prabhupada disciples sometimes, when they narrate their memories of being with Prabhupada, they want to complain something, they have some problem, they're in Prabhupada's presence, and Prabhupada says, yes, and they can't remember why they were there. Everything's just gone. Because the moment of ecstasy is such. So Dhruva could not say anything. So the Lord picked up his conchal and tapped him on his head a little bit. It's like, ah. And then all wonderful prayers came from him. In the case of Narada, as a little boy, after his mother had passed away, he was walking north. And when he reached a particular place, he drank some water tree with his eyes, Bhaktivedanta's. And then Antahkarana, the second line, and suddenly that form vanished, no one standing there. So Narada became, or that motivating suddenly vanished. Anyone's phone or password or something. We're in that time because life just cannot move object back. Right? It's like that. In all this, I will not be seen by you again in this life anymore. That actually made Narada become even more eager to somehow or the other be able to perceive that form of the Lord. Devotee in frenzy, or he cannot show himself and still put the devotee in frenzy. He knows how. When Chitraketu Maharaj, he saw, he said, all his contamination vanished. Previously, the contamination was that somehow he could not get. Krishna sends a message, we don't get it. He sends it again, we don't get it. It's like the package that comes to our temple. UPS says, delivered. Says, what? We didn't get it. Ever have packages? All the time. Like for example, right now, a big box from Vrindavan shows to be delivered. So in this case, all of his contempt clearly without. And he says, the king was silent. Why was he silent? It says, the king who was silent due to full mental satisfaction. So what does it mean to you? Silent because of full mental satisfaction. I only heard some mumbling. What was it? Samadhi. Samadhi means what? It says silent mental satisfaction. Anything else? Yeah. What else? No hankering, no lamentation. But why is he silent? Oh, Mayavad, no way. No, no, no. So what's the, let's consider the opposite. Due to full mental satisfaction. So if there's no mental satisfaction, what happens? The mind starts talking, but how does it come? What's the first instruction of Rupa Goswami? Vachavegam. Constantly black. Because Ashtavegam, the next Vega which talks about is Manasa. These are connected. And mind and reason, unfortunate reason, they're connected. The rest speech. Both just the quantity and the quality of it. In my household, we have a term. It's the restlessness of the mind. Why is the mind restless? Why is someone's mind restless? Yeah, thank you. It's not satisfied. Circular. It's not satisfied. Why is it not satisfied? Because it's restless? Venting. More importantly, it does not have something. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that the mind is restless for want of a goal. If the mind sets itself on a particular goal, then it becomes stable. But if the which means anything material, then the mind is moving. But the mind, when it is fixed on something that is personality of Godhead, Krishna, then the mind becomes steady. And he is silent because there is another expression of silence. When we speak, the general technique is to ask. Hopefully, people are not inquiring about inquiring constantly. What is the inquiry in the material? The constant inquiry. Where's my cell phone? Why am I suffering? That's a very knowledgeable question. But the question that usually comes up? Where is the... Go ahead. Gossip. Inquiring. Shrotavyadini Rajan Santi Sahasrashaha. Shrotavya heard. Nrinam, within the human being, there are thousands and thousands of topics that people are interested in talking about. Apashyatam atpatatvan griheshu grihamedinam is the reality of their existence. Other than that, constantly talking. And Prabhupada writes, from the time it's daybreak, they're all, trip is all about where is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. All our inquiries are about somewhere in these four. Constantly, because it's a mind. Unsatisfied or dissatisfied mind. So one is called improve, so my mind can be satisfied. What can I do so my suffering is mitigated? I can be satisfied. Never satisfied. Cannot be ever satisfied. It is fixed on the personality, like in this case. And then it says, pravya, with an attitude of increased devotional service. That means he was fixed in his constitutional position. I don't know if you have a visual of fixed constitutional position, what it means. Of course, he was in his spiritual form, but it means that other than service to Sankarsha, Anya Bilashita Shunyam. There was nothing else except service. And he says, Pranaya of love, Hrishta Roma, his hair due to jubilation. And these symptoms of eyes, the nectar of devotion. Chapter 20, which is right after Bhakti Shastra, touch it. Prabhupada writes, there are five general in this chapter. One is called, but it's very nice. Vibhava means cause policy. Second is called Anubhava, or ecstasy that wherever you hear the prefix Anu, it means something happens and ecstasy follows. Called Sattvika Bhava or constitutional or existential ecstasy. And Vyabhichari Bhava, aggressive ecstasy, something that happens in a way that is against or seems counterintuitive. Ecstasy in it. Like for example, Radharani becomes angry with Krishna and walks away. Because drives him to thinking how to appease her. And the next is called Sthayi Bhava. Sthayi means it's so strong that it is just sustains. It's not like comes and goes. For example, of course, we can't say we have experienced Bhava. We have experienced a reflection of Bhava. That is, in the presence of the holy name or the presence of a great devotee who is in ecstasy, shed a tear or something, or, you know, we find ourselves of action, but we genuine space, and because it's being in our heart. Their ecstasy, that great ecstasy, is reflecting in our heart. And then a few minutes later or a few seconds later, it goes away. Sthayi means it just stays like that. Of course, Lord Nityananda and his associates, madmen, they just didn't have a compass. They didn't know which way to go. They were just walking. Ask someone, where is Vrindavan? In this way. They would all dance this way. And in their ecstasy, they would lose. You know, it just took them. Their whole track was backward, forward. And once in a while, they would just stand like that. Lord Nityananda stand in the threefold bending form and just daze on like that. In ecstasy. Krishwar Pandit, once he started dancing in Kirtan, non-stop for 72 hours. He was not tired after that. These are all ecstasies. So going back to the first one, Vibhava, two. One is called basic and the other is called impelling. Impelling means something that stimulates the external. We've heard the term, it's called Uddipana. It's a stimulus, something about Krishna that stimulates ecstasy. And here is described, there are three himself. As soon as they see the form, or they, whoever, the devotees, they see the form of the personality of Godhead, anything about his form, that sends them into raptures of ecstasy. His devotees. When they meet Krishna, another devotee goes into ecstasy because that devotee reminds them of Krishna. Telling ecstatic love is they may not even see. So if you see a Krishna or his devotee, no one may be in ecstasy. But the impelling one is they don't even have to see Krishna. They just have to see something that reminds them of Krishna. For example, in the pastime of one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, he saw another devotee fanning with a. As soon as he saw the peacock feather, he went into complete ecstasy. And him is going to ecstasy as soon as the clouds form, or Ghanashyama, that the footprints of Krishna. Krishna was able to be in ecstasy. In the case of Maharaj Chitraketu, he is seeing under. He is in like this blank. What to say? So why do we aspire? We should be aspiring. He's received this mercy that that we have also been gifted. Can also see Krishna face to face. The gift is there in our mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, the holy name, spiritual master and the devotees, that we may see Krishna face. We want to see Krishna face to face. But said, when we see Krishna, one day Krishna will appear in front of us and say, this is how I am. Be able to, of course, recognize Krishna, prepared to receive him so that we can also be blessed as Maharaj Chitraketu is. Really fast. He got like a very, very,
very nice
following class. In the footsteps.
So they wrote things down.
One thing.
Well, they're kind of connected in one category. So, You mentioned that the materialists, they're never satisfied, you know. He's never satisfied. It doesn't just mean your mouth. You're running your mouth all the time, satisfied of glorifying.
Because the mind is fully stable and satisfied.
Yeah, or you could say it's not satisfied of glorifying Krishna.
Yeah, in the Bhagavad, these are paradoxes that are very... Among all the topics, yet the mind, I want to hear, satisfied. So it's a transcendental dissatisfaction, wanting more and more. And the example is that of that you, when you're drinking it, it's so hot that you can't drink more sweet, that you can't stop.
Absolutely. So this brings me of how kind of Krishna services they're doing better than mine. So I'm thinking over the years, you know, pot washing is the hardest. I was here, I'm not sure, Jagannath Prabhu, one of the cooks, when I was, he was stirring some burfi, and he told me, burfi. So I thought he was back after like 10 minutes. He was gone at least a half hour. It's like 4 hours at least, 4 or 5 hours. And so I was like, you're kidding me. And my brother was all, this is, you know, this is not good. So burfi, he said he'll turn a flame all the way up and making it like not smooth, but like chunks in that way. Some people were telling me.
And 4 milliseconds for it to.
Exactly. Exactly. And one other service that I believe started service is that there was no one around, so Vishnu was in the water and cut them up. I'm like, this is taking forever. I'm like, I'm out of here. So doing way better than you, even if you don't think so. So Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Told that is clear, the mind become satisfied, and you yato nischalti. Can you elaborate this point?
Sure. Matter by nature is transient. What it is later. If it is, then it doesn't stay that way. Mind is fixed on a goal that is within the realm of matter, because by nature that object itself, it's called asat, means that which doesn't have endurance. Na asate vidyate na bhavo vidyate satah. Mind is fixed on sat, then because sat doesn't change, the mind doesn't. It's like when one is at sea, beacon of light coming from the, because the toss the boat here and there, but the lighthouse doesn't move. And as long as we calibrate ourselves with that lighthouse, even being swayed, one knows how to navigate the waters to get to the shore. So that's important when we have, should be important. What goal is it? And if that goal is something transcendental, like to Godhead in this life, I want to make an attempt at least, then the mind becomes dissatisfied because the otherwise moves, it changes.
Good, thank you for.
Nalabhyate yad bhramatam upariyadaha. That was greatly. They have understood that let me not fix my mind on anything I don't want, because that is not going to satisfy me. Yeah, Krishna Nam.
Hare Krishna. I was just all these great are fasting before. Like Maharaj Parikshit.
They're fasting before leaving.
Yeah, her. Like Prabhupada was fasting. Is there a particular reason that they're fasting, or they just don't want to?
I'll say two of the different things. Yes, sir. You've heard that verse? One should be regulated in one's eating, creation, and work. You heard that one? So, in that purport, where the verse talks regulated, our first thought is, I should not eat too much. Rupa Goswami, who never sleeps. And regulation, hunger, thirst, there are 6 things that are considered to be material impulses, hunger, thirst, lamentation, fear, and two more, I forget. These things don't affect a person who's transcendently situated. So Parikshit Maharaj was not hungry or thirsty because his nourishment was coming from somewhere else. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill for 7 days and nights, all the residents of Vrindavan were there. The cows, the calves, the peacocks, the birds, you know, the Vrajvasis, the gopas, the gopis, the whole, every creature in Vrindavan was there. And no one ate, no one drank, no one slept. Because those impulses were not there. When we are fasting for Janmashtami, we don't feel hungry. And as soon as we forget for a moment, either we are not in some service or not in some kirtan, we just relax and say, I have to fast all day. And the first thing you recognize is that you're hungry. Because our consciousness moves from trying to serve Krishna to enjoy matter, and immediately we'll feel hungry. It's described that in Janmashtami time, as soon as you feel hungry, if you just go and do some service, hunger vanishes. So that's the feature, that it's the material impulse is not there. So hunger, thirst, these things are not important. Have you read the book called The Six Goswamis of Vrindavan by Satyaraj Prabhu? It's a fantastic book that is like a short biography of all the six Goswamis. And in that one, particularly it talks about Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who never ate anything. Once in a couple of days, they would take a palm full of buttermilk or something and move on. And in that book, he writes a nice statement: the body was fasting, but the soul was feasting. So it's usually the other way around, right? The soul is fasting and the body is like feasting like anything. The bird in the cage story. The bird is totally undernourished. The cage is shining like anything. Okay. Anything? Final thoughts? Yeah. Niladri Prabhu. We have to go for Ishtagosti. I forgot. I'm not even prepared for Ishtagosti.
Hare Krishna, bro.
Hare Krishna.
I'm trying to understand the role of spiritual master in our progress in chanting of holy name.
What do you mean?
Because I have read somewhere that holy name does not depend on initiation, so I'm trying to understand, reconcile how does it exactly help us?
Wow. I mean, you picked a very big topic. Let me just say in one or two sentences and then maybe a separate conversation. Let's not limit the role of guru only to initiation. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it again. So, I mean, we hear it so many times. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. So guru, and there are so many types of guru, categories of gurus, but the guru is the person who actually gives us the holy name to chant and teaches us how to. Otherwise, where can we get the holy name from? It's available nowadays on TV or here and there, or the musical, Broadway musical, or someplace. We hear it all the time. But sampradaya vihina te mantra nishphala mataha. The mantra doesn't come imbued with the potency, or it's the potency that's within it cannot be realized unless it is given by a devotee. So that is the role of a guru. without which we cannot chant. Anyway, that's just a short thing. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. We will meet downstairs for Ishtagoshti, short one. And then we'll... Okay, today is 32 round.